flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
204 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Sue Thomas is here. Sue with 2 every Friday at 2 p.m.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good sweater.
Thank you. It's cozy.
You have solid clothes.
Well, thank you.
You just have a big walk-in closet.
Very well dressed.
No, I just, no. I have just been alive for a long time. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Uh-huh.
I feel you.
Every now and then. With the rest of us.
You span
then.
The decades.
Right.
You know, I throw all my stuff out about every 2 years.
Do you?
Because my stuff, you guys know me, it consists of 3 pairs of jeans, 20 t-shirts, and a blazer.
That you've bought on from someone
yes.
else who's already worn it.
100%. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have 25-year-old t-shirts.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. The people with the best clothes I've noticed are the people who have generally like stayed the same size their whole life.
Mm.
Like the same general size. And like our friend Carl is like that. Carl Middleman.
You're right.
He has all kinds of great like
sweaters, still fits into his R2-D2
shirts. Yeah. Yes, and he's like and he's like, I've had this since 1994.
I bought a t-shirt today that was advertised to me somewhere on social media. That I liked that said later, and it had a picture of an alligator. It's just a later gator shirt. Why do I buy these things?
I don't know. I can't help you with that one.
I mean, where am I going to possibly wear that?
But
I'm amused
to work. I have a t-shirt that has a big G and then a line coming out of the top and the bottom like a money sign.
What?
And I wore it, and Phoebe, I wore it on Phoebe. She goes, tell me that doesn't say G money. And I'm like, it do. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, you want one?
See, that's exactly why you should wear it around her, just to get that reaction.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we won't hang out with my later gator shirt and your G money.
Oh, I
Phoebe.
Think we should.
That would be great. That's a picture waiting to happen.
For sure.
See, no reason why you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's Phoebe's level of nice and mean. She would effectively lie to your face and tell you she loved the later gator, but then she would just completely destroy me.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good parenting.
But she might like it on someone who's not her dad. Because that's how my kid is a lot. Like, it's like funny and ironic if it's someone else, but when it's dad, it's like, you're embarrassing me.
Now, Phoebe, it's like Sophie's choice because the boys that she goes to school with are semi-obsessed with the show.
Oh.
And they love the DGS hats and they love the whole Phoebe's dad has a radio show. Oh. And so she cannot talk badly about me around them.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
That's really
cool.
My
boys have my back.
Yeah, so you could tell her that too. You'd be like, hey, stay in line or I'll tell the guys.
I know everything you're doing.
You got spies.
They're all going to buy G Money shirts now.
What if that's
the club? They all wear
there
G
Money. There you go.
Get them all a G Money
that
shirt.
That is the move.
With the DGS hat.
I think Mother's Weekend's coming up, so I'll just tag along. Bring some G-Money shirts. I'll be a general nuisance all the way around.
Here you go, boys.
You're not even supposed to be here. I'm not. G-Money is.
Here you go, boys.
It's my alter ego.
Join the club.
It's my prison name. Do you ever have a nickname, Sue?
Elbows, because you know I have those double-jointed elbows.
Yeah, what can you do with them?
They just... turn them inside.
Oh, hey, stop it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Lord of mine.
Mine did that, mine's broken.
Oh.
Yep, my arm just broke if I did that.
Oh, you could do that a little, right?
No, that's it right there. So that's it right there. That's as far as it goes.
But you're not pushing it on anything.
It doesn't matter. That's as far as it goes.
Oh, all right.
Everything I have is numb. Everything in my body.
You didn't like that?
No.
Oh, that was so cool.
No.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'll be honest. I wish I was that flexible because you could avoid injuries with that kind of flexibility.
Can you do Trish does the thumb thing?
That thing.
What's the thumb thing?
Yeah,
it just points all the way back
go.
And can get flat like that.
Oh, yeah.
How about this one?
What's that one?
Like you touch your thumb to your...
Oh, I don't think I can do that. I'll tell you, when they have you on the... What is it? The parallel bars when you're in gym in middle school. And I couldn't hold... I can't put pressure on them without them popping out.
Because they'll go inside out, yeah.
So
they go inside out. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know. They kind of do.
I hated gymnastics in gym. It was so hard. Like, I was a pretty good little athlete, so throw a sport at me, I'm going to do okay. But the trampamampoline, that really got me.
What the hell?
Wait, you had that in gym?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have anything like
we
that.
We had nothing.
We had the wrestling pit that had two big wrestling mats and a trampamampoline and a pommel horse and the rings. Like, they had
what?
It all.
We had none. I mean, of course,
nothing.
I went to a grade school where there's like 20 kids in my class. We had the community center at the church where our school was. We didn't even have a gym.
Wow.
You're just like, well, you guys go run around.
You know what I never had to do? I never had to climb the rope.
How come?
I don't know.
Wasn't that
a presidential blah, 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 you know, to climb the rope?
Isn't
that
also, you would get like, the presidential... super risky?
Seems
like some 10-year-old gets
in
up
hindsight.
There and just falls 50 feet.
Right.
I can't believe you had a pommel horse. We had nothing like that.
You ever see the pegboards?
Yes.
We had those in high school.
Yeah.
Wait, you hold on
so,
and then
yeah, you just move them up like pegs? Yeah.
Whoa.
That was hard.
Then you always had that one kid who was not an athlete, but was super light as a feather, but had like chicken strength and could do any of those things, do like a million dips or do the thing where they grab onto a goalpost and levitate themselves sideways.
Whoa.
Turn their eyelids inside out. Do that freak thing she does with her arms.
I hate to turn the eyelids inside out.
That's what your arms do to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's nasty.
See, if we were together, you could stop any fight.
What? Just go.
Just that.
And Dave would be like, "Ah,
you're right. I'm so sorry.
I give in.
Stop it.
I give."
Why? What was your nickname besides Ramjet? Well, you had a classics.
I stole Ramjet. Glove, G Love, Davy Gravy was a
G
big
money.
One when I was a kid. G
Davy
Money
Gravy?
Now. Everyone calls me
G Money.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, how about you?
A Money.
For real?
No.
Don't do that to me on a Friday. I'm too stupid.
Dave's like, really? All right.
I can't really think of any.
Everyone deserves a nickname.
Yeah. Well, I had the one here.
Boy, did you.
You had the what? Oh, the one here.
Taliban.
Yeah, Taliban for many years.
Probably the best name I ever gave anybody.
It's the stickiest one.
Oh, man. It stuck?
It did stick.
I don't know. Razor's pretty good.
I remember when...
Razor ain't bad.
Years ago, when I was in the midst... Because Andrew grew his hair long, grew his beard out, and he looked like the American Taliban, that guy that went and fought for the Taliban.
John Walker Lynn.
There you go. And I started calling him that. And after a couple of years, before I knew Rach as well as I do now, she'd be like, yeah, I'm not sure Andrew's in love with that name. I'd be like, really? It's the greatest. And I just...
Keep doing
it. Go eat a pumpkin or something. Like, I just couldn't have cared less.
I didn't love it for, like, obvious reasons. There was one point where I live outside the gated community.
I do.
And,
I do.
Joe Biden, this is well before he was president, but Joe Biden was doing, as part of his vice presidential duties with Obama, he was doing a fundraising event. I think it was for, like, might have been for 2016. And he was doing a fundraising event at a large palatial home in that gated community.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew the nickname. The Secret
really?
Service did. Yeah.
Get out.
No, they didn't like come to my house or anything, but they were there was like a car parked outside specifically of my house, of all the houses on my street.
Don't you or you have an uncle that's always trying to kill the president?
Right here.
It's Andrew.
It's you.
Yeah, that would be crazy,
well,
Uncle
that's
Charlie.
That's probably okay, more wait a the minute. Reason than me calling you Taliban.
Explain to me that. I don't remember that part.
Well, Crazy Uncle Charlie. He had a couple of different idiosyncrasies. Him and his kids. But the one of the big ones
got
that
his
stands
kids
out,
in on the.
Yeah, the kids were a little on the loopy side as well, unfortunately. So Crazy Uncle Charlie. I'm trying to think of who the president would have been. Who was before Reagan?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Okay, I think it may have been Carter. We used to just write like threatening letters to him.
Sure.
That's just like, hey, I hope somebody gets you, and maybe I'm going to get you one day. I'll get, you know, not like direct, like
right.
I am walking there with a pistol and I'm going to harm you, but like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And
empty threats, as we call them on the East Side.
Nothing short of impotent. But Jimmy Carter was going through town on his in like a motorcade. And two Secret Service agents just went to Uncle Charlie's house and they knocked on the door and they're like, we're just gonna sit out here on the porch. We're not going to do anything or touch anything. We're just going to make sure you don't leave. And he's like, what if I want to leave? And they're like, you're not going to leave for a couple hours. So until Carter was like way long gone out of town.
That is interesting. And I'm just kind of impressed that they did that. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went and sat on him and they were like, We're not gonna bother you. We're not gonna do anything. You just can't leave for the next few hours.
Wow!
I remember going to see Bush the senior. I think in Alton would have made sense, and it was outdoors. And I was only about 20 rows away from him, and I don't remember going through any sort of check whatsoever. And I remember standing there thinking, thinking like I want to kill George H.W. I liked him, but just like I could if I wanted. But then later I thought, no, you probably couldn't have.
Yeah.
No.
They don't let you get that close unless they're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
How did they do that, though, with a large crowd?
Who knows?
I mean, obviously, they haven't done well in the last 12 months.
Yeah,
but how do you do that, right?
That first attempt on Trump's life will be taught in Secret Service circles for the next 100 years.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Basically, don't do this.
Yes.
Yeah. And we haven't heard much since.
And I really think it's as
didn't
simple.
Didn't everybody get fired?
I think it's as simple as there had not been a credible attempt in so long.
Yeah,
I think
that
you're
when
right.
you just because when you watch them doing it, one of the things that they took such criticism for, rightfully, is they all look like they're in a training video. They didn't look like they were doing anything effectual. They're all like straightening their jackets and putting on their sunglasses and all that kind of stuff. Like you look like you're training because that's all you do is train.
Right.
You don't have real life situations, but every couple of decades, which they can't help. You don't want to root for it.
No.
But they just seemed so completely rusty.
True, except the team that took him down.
I don't know.
As soon as there was a shot, wasn't he down?
They let him stand up. I would never have let him stand up.
Oh, you're right. They did let him stand up.
They're supposed to carry him and toss him.
But it seemed to me like it was a fast taking him down. But it was not, obviously, a fast take the shooter out. But getting Trump down
into
the car.
They raised him up, and he's like, where are my shoes? They're like, where's your shoes? Like, who cares where your shoes are?
Yeah. I always thought the whole thing was like they just pick you up against your will and carry you.
Oh,
like,
supposed to.
Didn't they do that to Cheney on 9/11? Like, they grabbed him and, like, we're going by, come on, and they picked him up by his arms and said, let's go.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But, well, he wasn't in direct. I don't know. We would have to see.
Yeah.
But apparently
he was like this. Oh, damn it.
he was like the penguin from Batman.
Yeah.
That's how I picture him talking. He did kind of talk like that, too.
Oh, yeah. He was a character.
Yeah.
Mm.
Put me down.
I'll walk.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
224 DGS. So on the breaks, we do various things. We'll talk about our lives. We'll talk about the show. Like, we'll it's our break. And on this break, apropos of absolutely nothing, Andrew just goes, as he's walking around, sort of kicking the dirt, it's impossible to make friends as a grown-up. It just, We're like, what are you talking about there, little Bucky? He's like, I've got a few people I've been working and
in the process of trying to be friends.
So who
are
you hitting on?
So it's just a couple of guys that I've met lately, and I like them a lot, and I want to be friends with them.
Where did you meet them?
Well, I met them at my store where I play my game. I play Magic.
Okay.
And I like them very much. I click with them. I think they like me, but of course that's impossible to tell, which is part of the problem.
Send them a note.
And so, well, that's the thing.
Check yes or no. Do you like me?
I don't think it's impossible to tell if someone likes you.
I think they do, but then I just, every time I like talk to them or I send them any kind of like message on through like a social media platform or I text them or whatever, I just feel like a total goober with whatever I'm saying. And I'm just like, well, this is the one.
Do they make you feel like a goober?
No, I think I'm mostly doing it myself. And then like last night with one of them, I was talking to them and I totally stepped in it in a super embarrassing way, and I felt really ashamed. I think I brought it back, but I was talking about this guy that I had met that gave me like a really bad impression of him, mm-hmm. and I just didn't really it came off really bad. Me and this guy from a couple of years ago, we did not click at all, and just seemed to instantly dislike each other.
So you tried to get someone else to like you by talking about how much you didn't like someone else.
It came up organically, boy. And then I talked, and he was like, was it this guy? And I was like, oh, yeah, it was. And he's like, oh, I've known that guy like 20 years. We went to college.
You may want to start with someone new.
I'm like that guy.
But he got it, and I think talked my way back.
Everyone's different with things like texting. For example, Trish Gazelle, my beloved Trish, is one of the best friends I've ever had. She hates to text. So if I text her, if I see her in person, oh, my God, thick as thieves. If I text her, I can hear this over the screen.
Oh, God. Oh, none of us is arguing that. I can picture
right?
it myself.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I know her. And yet I'm like, hey, what's up there, Sally Ride? And I'll get back a whole bunch of nothing. She'll make me wait 2 days to tell me I don't like texting. And then you just feel stupid. And that's a friend.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard. That's why it's like hard to have to make these like adult friendships, because it's like, and the other thing is that, like, you know, they've all got their own, you know,
thing going on
like with each other and like, you know, outside of that or whatever, and it's just hard to like, I just feel like I'm like worming my way into somebody's life, like, hey, remember me?
No, I get that, Andrew.
Remember me from a week or two ago?
What if you were to go out to dinner, everybody, after the event, the game, the whatever that is?
No, because they all hate me.
Ugh.
I'm despised by all. No,
why don't you bring donuts?
That's not a bad idea.
I'd be anybody's friend for donuts.
Right? Yeah.
Well, anybody.
One time, one of the girls brought cookies that she had made. It was a huge hit.
Well, you can do better than that.
Maybe I should make donuts.
You should bring the hamburger hot dog combo.
I should bring the sausage filled hot dog with bacon and
cheese.
No, don't
listen to Kevin. No, you shouldn't. And you should never bring it up. In addition,
guys, I brought hot dogs.
I'll bring up the crab meat from yesterday.
So I'm an inventor.
I'm an innovator in a particular space.
I put a hamburger inside a hot dog, and there you go. It's really
Who
good.
Who came up with that? Andrew did.
My dad, me and my dad. It was mostly my dad's idea.
Two of them. One of them came up with a hot dog. The other came up with the loose meat.
Loose meat.
235 DGS. Just telling these guys, I have to tell it's on the air. So Andrew is regaling us with all of his stupid things he says to people he's trying to become friends with. And we're trying to make him feel better. And I thought of one from this week. I took Nicholas and Wheeler to Capitol Grill. And we're waiting for Bernie. And so Kevin's sort of getting settled in. And two of the servers who I have known for 20 years walk up, TC and Austin. And they're just being nice. And they're like, hey, Glove, like, man, you haven't changed in 20 years, right? And TC's like, yeah, man, it looks exactly the way you looked 20 years ago. That's so great. What you say to that is, oh, man, that's really kind of you. Thank you. You guys look great, too. Here's what I actually did, and I'm not embellishing. First of all, I did this weird thing, like my legs were Gumby, like they were made out of noodles. I kind of went like this, and I'm like, so? evidently, I have super oily skin, and Dr. Maupin says I have the oiliest skin she's seen. I had terrible acne when I was young, but now it's paying off dividends because I'm not getting as many wrinkles as I should have.
Oh, Dave.
And they're just like, I could tell. You can tell. They're really uncomfortable. They're like, oh, how about that? I should go wait on my table now.
Yeah, that's pretty
great. And it's like, dividends. It's not only when I was finished saying it, as it was coming out of my mouth, like one of those cartoon bubbles above your head. Yeah. I just knew. Just stop.
We have all done that. It's a poor response. And you're right. In the middle, you kind of look down on yourself and see that it's happening. But there's no way out. You've already oily skinned.
There's no exit ramp.
So you just keep going along. Oh, I hate that. How was it, Kevin, to witness? Do you recall?
I don't remember it happening.
He's oblivious, thank God.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention when that was happening.
He wasn't paying attention to G-Money.
You know what I was probably doing? I was probably on my phone. You know, I was texting with Bernie when we were like, we're in the back here. And he's like, all right, I'm pulling up. Look at it. Either way, I was oblivious.
Hurry up. He's talking about the oil again.
Yeah, it is. What would you say? What do you say when someone says, I've got oily skin?
There's nothing.
What's your response?
Yeah. Here's what I would do, being me. I would completely fake being way too interested in it.
You'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing.
That's crazy.
Can I touch it? Like, how oily are we talking?
What years did that begin? Or
man.
How bad was your acne?
Oh, I so sympathize with that.
I can throw those so easily. Yeah. I'm an oversharer.
I think in those situations, that's not super unusual that people will just like, you're like, I don't know what to say, and then you just say something, and you're like, well, that was the wrong thing. I think that's normal.
I was doing so great up until then.
Yeah, you did fine.
It wasn't fine. It wasn't fine.
At least they weren't your waiters for the night.
No, that was Mike.
No, but it's not like they're going to go home, and they'll be like, you won't believe it. I saw Glover today. Man, what a weirdo.
I can almost guarantee you, when they saw each other later in the night, they're like, what was up with that? That was kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean... We've all done that to other people.
And now I guarantee you, when I call for a reservation, they're going to put me down as Oily Joe.
Kevin makes a good point, though. We've all had interactions where we were the ones going to each other later and going, oh, hey, what the hell was that?
Might have happened earlier today.
Remember when Kevin said that thing about his skin? What the hell was that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that guy?
Sue, would you like to play Craigslist?
Yes.
Okay. Craigslist Price is Right, one of the stupid games I made up. It's basically Price is Right, but we go to the local Craigslist. In this case, Andrew did it and looks up interesting, sometimes funny items, and then we have to bid. And Sue takes it super seriously.
Well, I
don't blame you.
Okay.
I like competing with you.
Bringing out notepad.
Well, I like to write down what everybody guesses so that I say the right
number. I thought you pulled out a checkbook.
Well, it's the only paper I have.
It was a checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some.
I do accept checks in exchange
Thank
for
you.
Points.
All right.
Oh, that's
not
a good
above
one.
Cheating.
Sorry, you need that one?
There you go.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not above cheating. I have no integrity. Sultan ice cream maker. No salt or ice. This is from
right
here in the city.
What's the first word you just
said? Sultan?
Sultan.
Is that
a brand? It's a brand. This is the Sultan ice cream machine. It makes ice cream or frozen yogurt easily with no salt or ice.
Why is it called Sultan then?
I don't know.
It's a total
lie. No salt.
You don't have to put no salt on it.
Put it in the freezer, shut the door on the shielded cord and plug it in. It's done when the paddle stops turning. This was probably used once.
Shielded cord.
Probably.
Make note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this, Andrew?
This is, I think, Wentzville.
She's about to judge people by where they live. I love it. This is why she's good at this game.
It's an important part of the game. Well,
it's like, oh, House Springs, huh? Okay.
This is town and country, $7,000.
Yeah.
How big is it?
Not that big. It's like a, it's not a commercial machine. It's like a little goof.
Thank you. All right, fine. Just $30.
Okay.
$20.
Okay.
Dang it, Dave.
50.
Dave is going to get this one. It's $15.
Nice job.
Thanks.
That's because ice cream must
suck
without
salt. I always go too expensive.
Me too.
Yeah. Man, it was my job to sit on the ice cream maker, the hand crank kind.
Oh, man.
And there I was like, don't eat the rock salt. So, of course, I'd eat the rock salt, just get a stomachache.
Oh, Dave.
I loved it, though.
Why would you? Okay. Why would you love that?
Next
rock
listing.
Salt.
Just loved it.
Okay.
Next listing out of St. Peter's. This is a ladies' wristwatch by Rolex. A stainless steel ladies date just model wristwatch by Rolex. The watch has stainless steel case with a white gold bezel, tested at 14 carat, and contains 44 round cut diamonds.
Damn, brother.
That weigh 88 carat or 0.88 carat with an average clarity of SI1-2, and the color is G. The watch has a sapphire crystal over a mother of pearl dial with 10 round brilliant cut diamonds inside of that. Cash or cashier's check only. Please only serious inquiries. I will not sell it to anyone but the purchaser that has money in hand. Now, the how much are you paying for on the website where people go to sell their garbage ice cream makers that don't work anymore? How much are you paying for a Rolex wristwatch?
Five K.
Dang it.
I'm in her kitchen today.
You really are.
I'm gonna say $3,000. Safe.
$999.99
What did you say, 5K, Dave?
I said 5K.
Dave's gonna get this one too.
Nice,
$6,800.
There is no way I would buy that
on Craigslist.
Again, off of the garbage trash website.
Yeah, steal
easy.
It?
Yeah,
couldn't you just sell that at a jeweler?
You would
try. It seems like you would sell it at a jeweler before you'd sell it to someone on the St. Louis Craigslist.
To Wiggins.
Yeah, somebody trolling Craigslist for ice cream machines. Next up, we have Harley Davidson knife out of St. Charles. I am selling my Harley knife. The pocket knife is brand new. Thank you very much. It is just a...
That's what it said?
Yep, that's all it says. It is just a pocket knife that has a Harley Davidson logo on it.
$20.
$10.
$15.
Boy, Dave is 3P.
Dave, dang it.
This is a reduced down from a higher price to $65.
Wow, he's proud of that knife.
Yeah, but I mean, the reduction means he probably is already thinking.
He should meet
maybe
Ms. Rolex.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next up, we have an exquisite mid-century ornate Barwick Armoire out of Bentley Park. Cryptocurrency is okay to be used on this, by the way, which I thought was interesting. A truly beautiful vintage mid-century Hollywood Regency Spanish armoire dresser, tall boy armoire cabinet, upper and lower cabinet featuring drawers on the bottom, beautifully carved solid wood in vintage condition with light signs of use from the 1970s.
$1,000.
Wheels, you want to go?
Sure. $250.
Five.
Kevin gets this one. It's
nice,
$245.
Kevin.
Yeah.
That is a
reasonable.
Bargain.
That's about right like for an armoire.
Next up, we have an antique lamp out of Kirkwood. It sort of looks like the Pixar lamp. Antique lamp, metal glass shade, uses candelabra type bulb, works in good condition, doesn't have an on off switch. It is 4 inches by 4 inches on the base, and the height is about a foot tall.
Boy, that sounds such familiar dimensions. let me think.
I'm going to say...
$11.
Looks like the Pixar lamp.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Dave?
$20.
$21.
Sue gets it.
Oh, she's playing
$149.
Is it the Pixar lamp?
It is not. It's just kind of a crappy looking lamp that doesn't even have an on-off switch. Case of empty 905 beer bottles. Case of empty 905 beer bottles. 905 cardboard box.
Trash.
With 24 12-ounce bottles, all with the labels from about 85. What are you guys paying for a box of empty beer bottles?
Nothing.
Brand 905.
Zero is her bid.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that.
Say a nickel.
I'm going to say the guy's proud of it. So I'm going to say $25.
Oh, $5, Andrew.
Dave does have to get it. It's $50.
Oh, that is insanity.
He wants
for
no beer in the bottles? The case of empty bottles. Next up, a wooden grenade case out of Sullivan, Missouri. Condition is good. It's a wooden box with rope handles and metal hardware, originally used for grenades. Just straight out of Central Casting. It looks like every war movie you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It does not have any grenades in it.
Okay.
Just a box.
25.
It's a good bid.
$40.
Dang it. $41.
You.
Sue gets it. $50.
$50
for the box.
You.
What is all of this? Next up, we have. I debated putting this one on, but I did go ahead and put it on. We have breast milk.
There's always breast milk.
There's always breast milk. This is out of Ellsbury. Selling my breast
milk. That's a great
catchphrase. Selling my breast milk. I'm an oversupplier and I'm running out of storage. No use of drugs and free of any diseases.
TMI.
And I have the test results to prove it. This is a price per ounce. It expires in about a year, and she just wants to help out all her other mommies. And judging by the pictures, she is running out of storage.
I thought you were pictures of her.
No, but there is closets full of this milk.
That is nothing against breast milk or selling your breast milk, but selling it on Craigslist and talking about you're an oversupplier, that's a little weird.
I don't want it.
$0. Buy any.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's per ounce?
Per ounce.
$0.
But I wouldn't even know how to guess per ounce.
I don't either. How much?
Well, let's see. I'm just going to. So what's the store? $5 a gallon now for the store for a regular?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not a milk buyer. All right. It's $10. Ew.
$4.99.
Dollar.
Kevin's going to. Oh, no. Wait. Yes. Kevin's going to get it. Sorry. It is $5 an ounce.
No, it's not.
$5 an
ounce? How many ounces are in a gallon? No one knows.
Like 120?
8 ounces in a cup.
So yeah, but this is hundreds of dollars for a gallon?
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm in the wrong business.
I never thought about clocking.
See what I can get going.
Good luck.
I'm an undersupplier.
You want to do one more?
Sure.
Yeah, but you're G-Money.
Not really.
This is G-Money's milk. You know, he had oily skin when he was young. Looks like $1 million now, though.
That's right. It's the same listing again.
He's a quarter per ounce.
Four vintage McDonald's collectible Smurf toys.
Smurf?
This is out of the city. Field hockey Smurf, Baker Smurf, Carnival Smurf, and Sauna Smurf. From a non-smoking
sauna
home.
Smurf.
From a non-smoking home, will only meet at the police station.
I thought you said a non-smoking gnome.
They are non-smoking gnomes. We'll meet at the police station. Correspondence shall only
police
be
police station to get the sauna Smurf.
Correspondence shall only be through the Craigslist app for safety and to protect our phone numbers. So how much are you paying paranoid Smurf?
If you're ever getting shivved.
How much are you smurfing?
With a pork chop bone. This is it.
How much Smurf bucks are you smurfing to the paranoid Smurf? For these four vintage McDonald's Smurf toys.
I do not like the Smurfs. $5.
I do not like the Smurfs either.
Kevin's pouting. Just spit it out.
He's not having fun. This is how you can tell. When he's not having fun, he disengages entirely.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
He's done it twice today.
Yeah.
When was the other time? 30,
I can't remember.
$30.
$10.
Boy, Dave's going to hit it on the money.
Dave, you kicked it today.
$10. Dave did a great job.
Woo!
Dave has won.
Woo! It's fun.
But we always love Craigslist Prices Right, and there's always room for more listings coming soon. I'm stalling while I get the music ready. Coming soon.
You just got to go,
So.
Headline.
Books and apps. Read them and weep. Man, I saw something depressing today. It was a TikTok, and it was a guy younger than me, maybe Wheeler's age. Smart guy. You could tell he was very intelligent, homeless. And he was in a big city. I don't know which one it was. But he had scoped out at this busy intersection. There were these big bushes. And he had scoped out that he was going to start living behind these bushes. And he was talking us through it. And he's like, here's why it's so great. Because no one can see me. And because of the heavy traffic, they can't hear me. So I can actually, you know, talk to myself or if I have a friend over. And here I'm like, I have to go to the DMV. I don't know if I'm going to retire at 62 or 70. Right? And it's just like, this is this guy's life. It's scoping out bushes to live behind until he gets booted out. It's just because we know it goes on. We're downtown. I see homeless people all the time. We do what we can to help them. Remember the time we went over to the homeless camp and had to clean it around
them?
Yeah,
that was...
I'll never forget that because there was a big bush and there was a bunch of trash in it. And so I'm pulling out these pizza boxes and a guy walks up to me. It's only been like 2 or 3 years ago. And he goes, hey, dude, that's my bed. Sorry, man. It's like, it's just crazy that that's someone's life.
And that it's especially like here. I don't mean here, St. Louis, but like in one of the wealthiest countries in the world. It's weird. But also, you know, I mean, how many times have we seen the stories that even when you offer help, some people don't want it?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why it's a problem, right? If it was as simple as do X, Y, or Z, well, then you just do it. But it's not that simple.
It isn't.
Because you could say, hey, here's a free house and a job that you make some money, and they might be like, nope, don't want it. Because I know that that's not that that specifically has gone on, but you get people that you can stay at a shelter. Like, nope, don't want to. Too many rules.
Yeah, I haven't told this story in a long, long time, but when I was an attorney, I was walking through Keener Plaza in the winter, and there was a guy sitting out there in a makeshift tent, and he had no shoes on, just socks. So I went to Payless Shoe Source, which was downtown, bought him a pair of really nice rubber, like duck boots, you know, like waiters, took him to him, put him down in front of him, turned around, walked away wearing my London Fogg lawyer coat, feeling it was like $1 million. You're such a good person. All of a sudden, something hits me in the back of the head, and he had thrown the boot at me, and he's chasing me with the other boot. And he's like, do you think anyone's going to give me any GED money if I got these $50 boots on? And you're messing up my whole thing. And he literally chased me out of Keener Plaza.
There you go.
That was probably my first interaction with a homeless person.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you never know.
No, you don't.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Thank you.